Ever since I was a kid, I've been fascinated by ballads. And I think one reason is that, you know, they've fragmented in America a lot of the time, and the old ones that come from Europe and some originally from Asia too. So I never was sure what they were about. And this one really puzzled me for a long, long time, until I heard a version sung by Dee Hicks. Dee Hicks had a really low voice, and he was a good old-time banjo player. And he was kind of a mountain man, you know, from Tennessee. And he never heard of Napoleon Bonaparte at all. He called his song Young Napoleon. And he had the song, but he didn't know anything about the subject. And once I got that, then I understood the song. Yeah, that's Young Napoleon tuning. I like that melody so much. Kate and I had this tune out on our answering machine for about 10 years. That's it. His mother by the hand, saying, "Mother, don't be angry, for I am able to command. And I'll take 500,000 and across the mountains I will go. And I never will return again till I conquered the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Now, son, don't talk so venturesome, for England has the heart of old. It's England, Ireland, Scotland, her unity shall ne'er be broke. Oh, remember your dear father on St. Helena lying low. And if you follow after, beware of the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Kings and dukes, they join the throng. They were so well provided, they might have swept the world along. Oh, but when he came to Moscow, he'd been overpowered by the ice and snow. And Moscow was a-blazing, and he lost the bonny bunch of roses, oh. Then up spoke young Napoleon, as he lay on his dying bed, saying, if I'd have lived, I would have been glad, but no, I drooped my youthful head. Oh, but it's when I'm dead and buried and the weeping willows around me blow, the name of great Napoleon will outshine the bonny bunch of roses, oh.